episode of Voices in the Basement. I am Blake, and I am alone again. I should probably just stop saying that. I'll probably be alone most of these episodes now. I do have something in mind, but I don't know if it'll work out. But we'll see. Today's episode is going to be probably a quick little shorty. I'm not doing the episode I wanted to do or had planned on doing. I realized getting into that research, that topic would probably be a two-parter. And I didn't want to take up the last or two of the four podcasts on one story, or two of the four October podcasts on one story. Not that it would have taken away from anything, but I kind of just want to put out more. I don't know how to say this because it's paranormal, supernatural, true crime podcast, but I wanted to do more Halloween feel things, spooky stuff and all that. So instead of taking that one story, which is a haunting story, it's going to be a good story. So be on the lookout for that. I'll let you guys know what that is in the future. But yeah, so I'm doing this one, and this isn't nearly as long as I thought it was going to be, but it is one that's it has caught my attention for a few years now. And yeah, also I am running on like 4 cups of coffee and 2 hours of sleep, because ever since I moved into this apartment, there's just weird noise that it wakes me up regularly. The layout of my apartment is kind of, it's a pretty small apartment. It's a downstairs apartment. You walk down the stairs and you're pretty much in the living room. It's like down the stairs and just off to the right. But it opens up into basically dead ends into the hallway. You can go left or right. The bathroom and bedrooms are on the left, kitchen's on the right. But in my bedroom, I have my regular closet and then what I would call a utility closet. And it is the underside of my neighbors who have the upstairs apartment's steps. And there's like the central air units in there, the sub pumps in there, and I think the water heater's in the bathroom. There's another storage closet in the bathroom that I can't open, like physically can't open, which creeps me out altogether. I don't like that there's a room in my house that I can't get into, or apartment that I can't get into, but anyway. But it goes all the way the length of steps, so that stuff only takes up maybe like not even a quarter of that space, and then I have just like storage stuff in there, but it's made out of concrete. All that stuff is like concrete slab, or those cylinder blocks, whatever they're called. That's all that it is in there. There's no, like, in the neighbor's steps are the same as mine, so they're wood and carpeted. But what I hear sounds like a marble on like a hardwood surface, or like tile, how it would tink. So it's not like a thud or a drop or a boop, bop, thunk, thunk. It's a tink, like a hard surface on a hard surface. But it sounds like it is rolling down from the far end of my room to where my bedroom door is. And it comes from that inside that utility closet. The only thing is, the way it rolls would be the opposite way of the stairs ascending. So you would think if maybe something was getting dropped upstairs in the neighbor's apartment, it would start from my bedroom door to the other side of my room, because that's the natural descent of the stairs. But it goes the opposite way. And I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to figure it out. The noises stop when I go look at them. Of course, when I try to go find them, they stop. But it woke me up about 1 o'clock after getting to bed about 10:30 last night, and it happened for about an hour. And after that, wasn't able to go back to sleep. So I've been up for since 1 o'clock, 12 hours ish now. I took a little bit of a nap. I'm peeking. I'm sorry if that first part was really loud. I'm gonna move the mic back. But yeah, it's been a long day, needless to say. But I just threw this research together. It's something that, again, I've been interested in for a couple of years now, ever since I first learned of it. But yeah, bear with me. Might be a little over-caffeinated, but still very sleepy. I'm not tired because all the caffeine, but I still feel like my body is just worn down. Anyway, bear with me and let's get into the story. Today, we're going to cover the Devil's Gate. It's located in Pasadena, California, and the history of this site goes all the way back to the first inhabitants of the land, which were the Tongva tribe. I looked up that pronunciation because I really did not want to mess that up. It is Tongva, Tongva. Tongva tribe. Stories say the Tongva tribe avoided the area because they believed it to be a gateway to the afterlife, and that the sounds of the rapids moving through this part of the Arroyo Seco, which I know I just did the research today. I don't remember if the Arroyo Seco was what kind of body of water it was, but it was water. They avoided this area because the rapids in that part of the Arroyo Seco made the sound of laughter, which they contributed to the coyote spirit. And in the 1920s, the Arroyo Seco was dammed to control floodwaters, and this dam was given the name Devil's Gate Dam because of the profile of a horned devil-like figure clearly seen in the rock lining the wall. It is crazy, the picture of this thing. I will post a picture on our Instagram, my Instagram, Voices in the Basement Instagram, and so you guys can see it. I say it's obvious because to me it's very clearly the profile of a face or a demon-like face with a horn, but some people may not be able to see it. I'd watched a couple of YouTube videos while I was doing this research, and neither one were very good. But one of the guy was like, "Oh, there it is," and the other girl was like, "Nah." So I guess maybe it's just left up to the imagination, but I can clearly make it out. And today, the gate is highly sought to be a portal to hell. In the 1940s, an occult group did rituals at the site to try to open up a portal to hell. Members of this group included Jack Parsons, who was co-founder of Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He was a literal rocket scientist, and he was a follower of Aleister Crowley's Thelma, which is an esoteric and occult social or spiritual philosophy and new religious movement developed in the early 1900s. This guy was really deep into the occult and all kinds of stuff. He got into some trouble for a number of things, and he's pretty much left out of all of JPL's big, like, acknowledgement because of all the things he was into and got in trouble for. This group also included L. Ron Hubbard, who, as we all know, is the founder of Scientology. Now, their goal for doing these rituals down there was to evoke a moon child that they hoped to be an Antichrist figure that would lead the Thelmic Revolution. So they were trying to summon this moon child to start a revolution for this new religious movement that they were into. And just a little fun fact to slide in here. After doing these, Jack Parsons died in 1952 in his home where his laboratory in his house exploded. All right. And in the 1950s, several children went missing in the area of the dam. One of these missing children was 13-year-old Donald Baker, or I'm sorry, two of these missing children were 13-year-old Donald Baker and 11-year-old Brenda Howell. The two went for a bike ride together at Devil's Gate, and when they didn't return home, their parents contacted the police, and hundreds of people went out to search for the two missing children. Now, they were able to find the children's bike and Brenda's jacket, but unfortunately, they were not able to find the two missing children themselves. 1969, serial killer Mac Ray Edwards, who was a construction worker in California at the time, confessed to the murders of Donald and Brenda. The bodies of these children were never found because Mac Ray Edwards said he buried them underneath California's freeways during the construction he was doing. And I was just talking to my mom about this case over the weekend. She was talking about a different case where someone was buried underneath a road. I think it was here around where I live. I don't remember what it was off the anymore, like right off the top of my head. I'll have to ask her about it. But it brought up this case, and I was wondering if I had asked her if she had ever heard of it, and I had no idea it was actually tied to Devil's Gate. So that was a pretty cool find for me. All right, but anyway, back to Mac Ray Edwards. In 1971, he hung himself in his cell after being convicted and given a life sentence for the murders he confessed to. And later, after these two children went missing, there were later two other children who mysteriously vanished in a matter of just seconds where they were unsupervised. At about 5 p.m. on March 23rd, 1957, 8-year-old Tommy Bowman was hiking with his family. He took off a couple of yards ahead of his family, like little kids normally do, and he rounded a corner and was never seen again. There was a search for Tommy, but it didn't turn up with any results. However, according to the Pasadena Star News, two sisters say they had seen Tommy crying outside the ranger station around 5:30 p.m. the same day. So only a half hour after Tommy went missing, supposedly these two girls saw Tommy outside of a ranger station. But other than that, there have been no other sightings of Tommy Bowman, and he's still missing. In July of 1960, just 3 years after Tommy went missing, 6-year-old Bruce Kremen, I did not look his name up, Kremen, Kremen, was on a hike with his YMCA group not far from where Tommy had disappeared. And Bruce wasn't keeping up with the rest of his group, so the group leader told him just to go back to the campsite alone, by himself, 6 years old. Go back. It was 300 yards away. Go back by yourself. Bruce Kremen was never seen again. Bruce Kremen never made it back to the campsite, and nobody's seen him since. Since then, there have been many reports of suicides at Devil's Gate. Many hikers have reported seeing burned Bibles and other occult paraphernalia there, along with other items said to be tied to cult rituals. And in 1998, a cyclist's body was found under was a cyclist was found dead under mysterious circumstances at Devil's Gate. And unfortunately, today the tunnel is just covered in graffiti and satanic symbols, and it is a major hotspot for paranormal investigations. You can go on YouTube, on just a Google search or whatever, you can find hundreds of people who say they have, who have like vlogs of them going and exploring it, who say they have witnessed things or heard things or caught things on camera. There was one video I saw where a guy claimed to have been scratched, picked things up, EVPs and like growls and stuff like that. But it wasn't an actual video of the time he was doing it. It was after he did it and after he caught those things. But I'm skeptical, always skeptical of that stuff, but it could be true. He could be telling the truth. I'm not the one to say he is or isn't. I'm just skeptical of it, and it, especially because it wasn't in the moment. There was another one where a group of younger kids went out there and climbed into the actual tunnel because it's blocked off with the gate. You gotta actually climb up the gate and get into it. They claim to have found sage and incense, and there was like these thorns and this big chunk of something that was wrapped up and tied together, and there was a Trader Joe's bag down there, Victoria's Secret bag down there, and there was garbage everywhere. So people definitely go down there, and I'm sure they still do rituals, satanic rituals and stuff like that, or some other kind of ritual. I'm sure people are down there all the time. But they found a court document paper that was, I think they said, covered in wax. Like they poured the melted wax on the court document. And they were claiming that someone was trying to put a hex on whoever it was in the court document. I don't know. It was a weird video. I really wasn't into it. But again, skeptical. I know. I just realized I'm very skeptical of other people's, well, I guess just videos. I'm not skeptical of people who tell me their stories. I'm very skeptical of like TV shows and videos, things that you know can be edited and stuff like that. But anyway, they say they found all that stuff. It's in the YouTube video. I can link it if you guys want to see it, but if you guys are interested in watching it. But as for that, that's still it. Or that's still it. That's all I have. Like I said, I really thought there was going to be more. It was made into there is a movie called Devil's Gate. I didn't look and see if it was a rip-off of, or a rip-off, hold on, I'll look it up. No. It is based in North Dakota, so I'm going to go ahead and say no. 2017 movie. It is not based off of this year, so never mind about that. Yeah, that's it. If I still lived out in California, I would go out there and check it out myself. Unfortunately, I don't, but I think that would be awesome to do, that, record that experience with that stuff, and have like a live kind of podcast for that. I still want to do that, and I still have to see if I'm going to do that. The Ouija board with my friend. We haven't talked about it since then, but yeah. Maybe I'll do something else. Maybe something closer I can get my equipment out to, get my hands on, get out there and experience some stuff for myself, and do a YouTube video or do a kind of like a live podcast or something. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I'll post some pictures of Devil's Gate. I'll post a picture of that side profile of the rock formation where you can see the devil or the demon face, I guess. I'll post some pictures of the graffiti and stuff. I'll try to get some graffiti pictures, and it's literally covered. It's one big long tunnel, and at the end it has the giant flaps to control the water flow. It's literally covered and graffiti. Graffiti on top of graffiti on top of graffiti. There's definitely like there's pentagrams and all kinds of satanic symbols and numbers and wording down there. And in one of the videos I watched, somebody had painted an all black Jesus crucified on the cross down there. You know, probably something that place needs, but yeah, that's all I have for you guys. If you want to see those pictures, go ahead and check us out at Voices in the Basement on Instagram. That's just at Voices in the Basement. Head over to what's it called? Apple Podcasts. Give us a download. Or I keep saying us. It's just me. Just little old me. Give this episode a like. Download it. Rate it. Review us. I said us again. I gotta stop doing that. Rate it. Review it. The podcast. Leave us a comment. I said it again. Whatever. Moving on. Leave a comment on the show, the episode, podcast overall. Let me know what you want to hear me cover. What you want me to do next, how I could improve, how what you want to see out of the podcast, and whatever. So yeah, subscribe to us, subscribe to the podcast, rate it, review it. Let me know what you guys think. We're Voices in the Basement on everything. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're everywhere out there that you can be. And our Gmail, our email account is voicesinthebasementpodcast@gmail.com. Email me. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you want to hear. Improvements, what you like about the podcast, what you don't like about the podcast, anything you want. All right, guys. Talk at you next time. Good night and dream sweet.